Welcome to the very first bonus footy tipping edition of the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast for season 2019. I'm producer Jane Neild, and with me is Caroline Wilson and Corey Perkin. And there certainly is that sort of sense of anticipation that footy is nearly back. Now, Caro, you mentioned in episode 77 this week that there really is nothing quite like that feeling that you get when you walk into the MCG. Caro, your Tigers will play Carlton in the season opener on Thursday night.
Well, even though my tip is always to tip the home teams in round one, Corey.
And why do you do that?
Well, it's something my mum put me onto, and they just if you do, you'll get 7 or 8 out of 9.
But I'm not sure about that.
It's not Richmond's home game, which is a pity for the Tigers because they'll get 85,000. But I'm tipping Richmond.
I'm tipping Richmond too,
and I'm going to tip Richmond as well. Friday, Collingwood versus Geelong at the MCG.
Magpies return to the scene of their grand final heartbreak.
This will actually be a good game, I reckon.
It'll be a great game, but Collingwood... Well, the Richmond Carlton's a danger game, I reckon. Collingwood will beat Geelong. Corrie?
Collingwood will beat Geelong.
I'm actually going to tip the Cats, just to be annoying.
Oh. She's getting very cocky, isn't she?
Saturday, Melbourne versus Port Adelaide. Another game, 3 in a row at the MCG.
Well, where else would you go for round one? I'm going for the Demons over Port Adelaide. It's a tough one, but I think that Melbourne are going to have a very good year this year and they should win on the MCG.
I'll go the D's.
And, yeah, I'm going to go for the D's as well. Saturday twilight, the action heading to Adelaide Oval. The Crows taking on Hawthorn. Corey, I'm assuming you're going to tip the Hawks?
I'm going the Hawks. And, Caro, that's going to conflict with our movie too, so I'm not sure.
Oh, please. Corrie.
We might have to go home instead and watch the footy.
One word, Corrie. Replay. I'm absolutely going for the Adelaide Crows. I think you're insane to tip Hawthorn.
Oh, good.
She's got to do it. You've got to tip your own.
Can I just remind everybody who won the footy tipping last year? Not you.
I'm going to tip the Crows as well. As an Adelaide girl, I better go with the family side. Saturday evening at Marvel Stadium, Western Bulldogs versus the Sydney Swans.
In that dreadful Thor jumper, I'm sure that Chris Hemsworth is going to turn up, which is very exciting. Well, I'm told he's going to turn up. Big Western Bulldogs fan, but I think the Swans will win that one.
Yeah, the Swans. It'll be a close one, though.
I'm going to tip the Bulldogs. At the Gabba as well, we've got Brisbane Lions versus the reigning premiers, the West Coast Eagles. I reckon we might all be on the same page with this one.
Yes, Eagles.
Guess what? Brisbane.
Oh!
The arrow.
Bombshell. I'm going for the Lions.
Why?
Because they're the home team, because I think they're going to have a good year this year.
They love their coach, don't they?
He's a fan product of Hawthorn and, of course, the Melbourne Football Club and Tasmania. But, no, I just like what Brisbane are cooking this year. I don't think they'll just miss the 8, but they could be a surprise. I think they'll beat West Coast.
I'm going to go for West Coast. And on Sunday, St Kilda versus the Gold Coast Suns at Marvel Stadium.
The game that's been portrayed as the sort of, you know, the loser is going to be the big loser. Look, St Kilda have got so many injuries. Gold Coast are very young and have lost so many players. This could go either way, Corrie, but on the home team rule, I'm going for the Saints.
I'm going for the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to go for the Saints as well. And the Giants versus Essendon at the Sydney Showground Stadium.
There's going to be big problems with grounds in Sydney this year, but not there at the SCG, which has been completely overused with all the stadium issues they have in Sydney and also with the rain. Big weekend in Sydney, Golden Slipper on Saturday. A lot of people doing the doubleheader, going up for both, and the Giants are hopefully going to capitalise out of that. The Giants will beat Essendon.
I'm going to say Essendon.
Yeah, I'm with you, Corrie. Essendon for me.
I reckon they'll come out of the blocks really strong.
Wrapping up round one at Optus Stadium in Perth, the Fremantle Dockers versus North Melbourne. I'm just going to say I will stay on my partner's North Melbourne bandwagon this year, despite a little dissension in the family, but I'm going to tip North Melbourne.
I'm going Frio.
I don't like what Frio are doing at all. I'm just not confident about them this year, but it is their home ground. No, I'm going Frio.
And that is it for round one tips. Now, just a reminder, we've actually created our own footy tipping competition. A lot of listeners wanted to get in on the action this year. It's basically the wonderful Red Energy footy tipping competition, which is part of Croc Media's AFL Nation football broadcast, which you can hear all over Australia. So you can head to tipping.aflnation.com.au and just search for Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast and join up.
And can I just say, I expect Adelaide to make mincemeat that's probably a really bad analogy, of Geelong in the AFLW preliminary finals. And I like Fremantle against Carlton.
Yeah, I'm with you. Listening to the Outer Sanctum Girls, their podcast, they've covered the Women's League this summer so superbly. And I feel I'm now the full bottle. So I'm agreeing with you, Caro, which I know is very unusual.
Thank you, ladies, and we will see how it all works out and see how some of our listeners go as well next week.
We're off and running.
Go Hawks!
Hi, this is Leanne Moriarty.
Hi, I'm Anne Summers.
I'm Jen Harper.
Hello, this is Laura Tingle.
Hi, I'm Marcus Suzak.
I'm David Maher. Join me on The Book Pod.
I hope you can join Corey Perkin and I on The Book Pod.
And I think also people often completely underestimate if something is easy to read, they think that means it's easy to write, and it's absolutely not. It's such a skill.
Always, no matter how abstract the issue, you have to find the narrative and you have to find characters, and around those you build the story.
You know, some authors take a decade to write a book. I would miss the meeting the readers.
Subscribe to The Book Pod.
Subscribe to The Book Pod.
In your favourite podcast app.
Wherever you listen to podcasts.